You ready? I have mentioned it a number of times in the last 3 or 4 years. When I was first given the knowledge, it seemed to me that if I focused my attention on generators, they were the majority, they're an energy type, they can discover their strategy and authority almost immediately, that I assumed that the only way that I was going to be able to establish human design in the world was to be able to produce a couple of awake generators. And as such, I spent about 10 years on the road trying to seduce as many generators as I could. They really have pissed me off in my life, but nonetheless, I worked real hard at getting their attention and telling them this real easy thing that would transform their life. And then I realized it isn't working as fast as I thought. So maybe I should pay attention to some of the others, sort of. I'm playing with you, but nonetheless, there's real truth in that. I find projectors to be, as a manifester, both something that I am familiar with because we are non-sacral, and at the same time, they seem so deeply different. And the great difference for me is that in the way in which I understand type is that I don't understand type from the body graph configuration. I understand type through aura. I mean, for me, the aura represents the holistic energy field, and it is that holistic energy field that allows you to interpret the force that you're meeting. When I meet a generator, I don't even meet the force. I can simply feel it coming around me. It's like stepping into an embrace. Whenever I meet a generator, this is the first impression that I have. And that embrace is never personal. It's the most interesting thing about the generator aura, is that it's this wonderful enveloping aura, but it's not personal. They envelop the person behind them as much as they envelop the person in front of them, which makes them, by the way, very vulnerable. But you see, when I meet a projector, I meet somebody who's got a camera on me. I'm suddenly very aware that there is another human being there. I mean, very aware. I cannot avoid it. As a matter of fact, it is almost, because it's not really, almost uncomfortable. And it's almost uncomfortable because I'm a manifester. So I've got this repelling aura and there's this thing trying to bang into me. You know, I've learned to live with the generator field because it's not personal. So I can just sort of move my way through that energy. But you see, the projector is the most personal being we have. I mean, there's nothing more personal than a projector. You see, if you're a projector and you're in a room with two people, you've already created an enemy. Think about that. Because it's the great projector truth. You're a projector, you're in a room with two people, one of them is going to be very upset. And they're going to be very upset because all you can ever do is put your energy into one person at a time. It's all you're capable of. As a matter of fact, while you're pointing all your energy at that one person, the other person is thinking, what a miserable person that is. They totally ignored me. See, because when a generator is in a room with 78,000 people, it's all okay. Everybody's happy with them, you know? They're part of the crowd. But a projector? No. One at a time. And of course, this is their power, and at the same time, this is what's so disturbing about them. Because you see, most of the world is not projector, 80%. A little over 5 billion people on the planet who are not projectors, you know? And the vast majority of those 5 billion are energy types. And the projector seems to be some kind of bizarre, singularly focused parasite. I mean, I know all of us who don't have a sacral, we're all parasites. You know, I understand that. I mean, we live off the generator life. You know, this is us. But you see, with the projector, it's so one at a time. See, the projector aura, it literally burls in. And where it goes is that it's aimed right at your G center. You know? I mean, it's not like it's holding the gun in the air. You know? It's pointing it right at you. And it's not like it's ever going to take it away unless you leave that aura. You can't. The only people who really, truly love projectors, and I mean this, are people with undefined throats. See, people with undefined throats is not self. All they ever want is to attract attention. All they need is a projector. And they feel absolutely fantastic. This person is only thinking about me. They're only focused on me. There's 8 million people in this room and they don't even see them. They're only here for me. People with undefined throats are suckers for projectors. I mean, they'll give you anything, eh? Literally, for the attention. I mean, the not-self is a rather sick thing, after all. But you see, it is this power. And then there's the dilemma. It is always a dilemma. There's no energy. I mean, there's no energy. They're a non-energy type. Projectors are a non-energy type. See, this week I'm talking about signatures. Signature is the kind of holy grail of type. You know? You get out of the, you know, the garbage can of not-self theme. You know, the deep, deep bitterness of the projector. You know, I'm bitter that the sun's not shining, you know? The bitterness that's there. And at the other end of that, that holy grail is success. Success? See, a generator can go from frustration to satisfaction at the speed of light. Like that. No projector gets success like that. They're non-energy type. It's not like they have the capacity inherent in themselves. They don't. They don't. See, the thing I like about projectors is that they are as ignorant of themselves as manifestors like me. See, we don't care about ourselves. We don't. The last thing that a manifestor wants to know is how they work. You know? It's not interesting. They want to know if they have impact on someone. See, I've been watching projectors for years. And I look at them and I think, well, what are they about? What are they here for? I mean, what use do they have? Do they have any? You know, I mean, I look at it and I think, you know, generators are slaves and they work and they build all this stuff. And manifestors pretend they used to run it, you know. And they're all busy in their energy. I mean, what is the projector here for? To whine? Is this their movie? Oh, it could have been so much better, you know. Next life. I mean, what for? And when I was given the knowledge, they said, you know, manifestors are out and projectors are... And I thought, are you crazy? I mean, how do you change the hierarchy that way? How do you put these people who don't know what they're doing, who have no power, And they're supposed to be at the top of the hierarchy, and us wonderful manifestors, they put us out to pasture. I'm pissed. I don't get it. See, the world that we live in is a world for generators and projectors. I mean, this is the most important relationship that exists on the planet. And it's a very odd one. It is. See, projectors are so different. You really are. I mean, this is the thing to understand about type. Type is deeper than race. Type is deeper than any kind of cultural difference. I mean, for me, anything that's not a manifestor is alien. It's alien. It's another thing. You know, it's a thing, whatever that is. It's a construct that I may understand theoretically, that I may have experience with physically, but I have no idea what it's like to be a generator or a projector or, God forbid, a reflector. I have no idea, you know? I got enough trouble just living in the old manifestor game. Yeah? And I look at projectors and I think, wow, are they different? Because they got another time frame entirely. We don't work on the same time frame. We actually don't even live in the same Maya. It's different. See, everything for me, everything for the generator is fast. We are the fastest things you can imagine. We're fast at fucking up. We're fast at doing it right. We're fast. We are the energy beings. You know, driving the machine, you know, the one with the mouse going around and around and around and around and around and around. That's us. And there's projectors looking for that one G center, like the man with the plug in his hand, looking for the socket. Where is it? You know, where can I plug in? And everybody's running around busy, and the projector said, where can I plug in? And they were always at the bottom of the heap. They were always at the bottom of the heap because the one thing that really didn't matter was intelligence. See, I'm sorry to say that when manifestors ruled the world, most people were dumb. You know, it was pretty easy to drive the wheel. We have a very different age. It changed in 1781. We have a very, very different age. This cellular cycle that everybody learns about when they enter into design, this seven-year theme of the transformation of your vehicle cellularly, that you get rid of the old information, that you integrate the new information. When you're looking at the life of a projector, seven-year cycles are some of the deepest, deepest, deepest markers you can look at. I mean, Jovian offers a discount to projectors for a reason. Because you see, everything about that ability of the projector to focus its aura on the other is that there is no other human being that truly can grasp who the other is. This is the gift of projector. See, the manifestor doesn't want to know about itself, but wants to know about its impact. The projector doesn't want to know about itself, not interested. It's interested in how everybody else functions. It's interested in being able to recognize what it needs to recognize in the other. It's its gift. But you see, to master anything, to master any system, it takes 7 years. You go to South India and you want to study the veena, beautiful instrument. And you sit down with the master and you say to the master, how long? And the master will say, 7 years to learn. It's 7 years to master anything. If you look at the traditional university systems and the way in which they're structured, the way education is structured, this 7 years is imprinted into us. It may mean something to all of us at the cellular level that we go through these cycles. But for the projector, this is the only path to success. See, success is something that is earned over time. There is no such thing as overnight success. not for a projector. It is not possible. It will take any projector, when they enter into a path of correctness, it will take them at least 7 years to master the other, because that's what they're here for. See, in the end, when the hierarchy changed, what is so important about the nature of the potential of the projector is that in its perfection, it is able to recognize the potential of the other. That's the gift. To recognize the potential of the other and to be able to provide the other with guidance. With guidance. In Jovian business consulting, it is taught clearly that the most important leader of any group, theoretically and ideally, should be a projector. It is what they are about. And you see, projectors are not here to lead, which means that this is an entirely new role. Manifestors lead. Projectors cannot lead. They do not have the power to lead. They're a non-energy type. They cannot lead. They can only guide. And they can only guide when they're invited. You know, there are conditions, but they cannot lead. And the dilemma that exists for the projector is that the projector child, who is deeply disadvantaged as a child, who comes into the world with parents that want them to be manifestors, that comes into a world that overloads them, that turns them into hyperactive beings for the rest of their lives, that drives them constantly to be something that's not, that rewires their metabolism. I mean, projectors go through hell as children because they're not recognized. And you see, people have an odd idea about them. They are very, very, very complex. In the book that you've been given, if you look at page 10, 11, 12, 13, those four pages, there are different illustrations of different kinds of projectors. I mean, in my own calculation, there's probably seven distinct kinds of projectors. There's many different variations. They're more complex than any other type. You can have a projector that only has two centers defined. You can have a projector that has eight centers defined. You can't just look at a chart and see automatically sometimes that it's a projector. It can be quite something. They're very, very complex beings. Very complex. But it all comes back to the same thing, and it comes back to one thing and one thing only. If you cannot master your world, if you cannot master your ability to grasp and understand and recognize the other, then there's something essential that's always going to be missing in your life that is going to destroy your life, is that you do not have the discernment to be able to recognize who belongs in your life. Who belongs in your life? When you're walking around as a not-self projector with your plug in your hand, you plug into anything. Anything. And your not-self mind will rationalize for you that this is good and this is okay and it's all right and just because it's lousy, you'll get out of it and blah, blah, blah and all that stuff. And it is this mindless plugging into the other that is so destructive to the projector, because you have to live off their frequency. See, when I see the not-self human being walking around, I don't look for features. I don't look for the expression on their face. I don't need to. I just feel the aura brush by. And you can feel the dysfunction in the aura. Projectors, so obviously have dysfunction in their aura. The frequency's wrong. And you see, they have no way of stabilizing their own frequency, because the frequency is established through their meeting with the other. You see, projectors and reflectors are very, very different in the way in which they deal with the concept of conditioning. They're different. You see, the projector, because it has a focused aura, is designed to be conditioned. It's designed to be conditioned to get the energy. It doesn't mean it's designed to give up its authority, but it's designed to take in the conditioning. You need it. And so while you're focused on the other, you're taking in this deep conditioning. If the other is not correct, you know, think about your car. You know, when you got a nice brand new gasoline car, you go into the gas station and fill it up with diesel. Nice car. You know, you can put it in your living room and allow people to look at it through the window, because it's not going to drive anymore. This is projectors. See, one of my favorite things to say to projectors is that when somebody walks into your life, imagine you'd have to eat them. No, I mean it, really. You'd have to eat them. You know, there's certain some people that you look at and you think, wow, they're delicious. You know? I could eat that. You know? And there's some people that you would never put on a fork. Eh? I mean, never, ever, ever put on a fork. I mean, just the idea of it is so repellent, it's unbelievable. But you see, as a projector, you take everybody in a way that is so deep, that is so profound. You know, you are literally being, invaded, you know, against your will, in that sense, quote unquote. You're taking them in deeply, deeply than you take in a lover, deeply than, you know, I mean, this is the projector in the supermarket standing in line. You know, it's like you're in a gangbang movie. No joke, eh? You know, there's 8,000 people pumping you full of stuff. See, they recognize you. You know, they do. Everybody recognizes projectors, which isn't necessarily a good thing, by the way, for projectors. You know, you can get noticed at the wrong time. Not necessarily a good thing. But you see, my whole concern about the nature of the projector is that because the strategy is so difficult, it is, because it's a time strategy. Invitations? You can really wait for invitations, eh? I mean, you know, this is not responding. This is not bang, 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 moment by moment by moment. And you see, for the projector, the dilemma is that it's not how many people are in your life. It is the value of each being in your life. This is the whole thing for projectors to grasp. It's all about that ability to be able to recognize the other. It's why when when I look at my last 20 years as a teacher of human design, projectors have an enormous capacity to take in information. It's an enormous capacity. It's built into them. You know, this systems analysis program. You know, and when I meet projectors, they've either been, you know, psychologists or astrologers or this and that. They're always trying to find that system where they can peer inside and figure out what the other is all about. And there has never been in the history of humankind a tool like human design for being able to know somebody inside out and down to their toes. But you cannot just master it in a moment. Because despite the fact that you don't care about yourself, the fact that you're only focused on the outside doesn't mean that you can avoid being correct. You can't. And that you have an authority, and it is there for you to guide you. But the key is that you need tools. See, this theme of success, what does it really mean? You see, it's about being able to get to a place as a projector that it is no longer an issue that you are a non-energy type. It's just no longer an issue. And now, at the beginning of this process of projectors literally awakening to what is their role, it's a big issue. And because it's this big issue, you have this blind plugging in. And it is devastating for the projector. And bitterness? You know, bitterness is something that is cruel. It's cruel. It changes the way everything feels. And you see, the joke for me has always been this relationship between the generator and the projector. Because you see, the generator is the great worker. I mean, they have to work. They have to work in the sense that if they don't physically use their energy, they're not going to be healthy. So it's very important for them that they work. But often because they are so, I'm speaking of the not-self generator, because they're so enslaved into that process that they really don't know how to live. Projectors are born with, I don't want to work ever. You know, you're a projector baby, you come out of the womb, you look at your mother and say, I am never going to work. Don't ask me. Don't tell me. I don't want to work. Okay? I just want to learn. You know, I'll grow up watching. You know, but don't make me work. You know, and of course they have to work because their parents want them to be manifestors. And they hate it. There isn't a projector alive, not self-projector, that likes what they do. Oh, I have to work. Oh, shit. I have to work. There must be a way around this. Where can I plug in? You know? How can I get away from this? I don't want to work. I want to plug into somebody who will work for me. Okay? Let me plug in. What a sad life that can be. Because it leads to dependency. It leads to abuse. It leads to blackmail. It leads to all kinds of pain. It's not the point. See, the more the potential in any human being, the more difficult the journey. I mean, projectors aren't given a hierarchical position. It's a possibility. It's a potential, like anything else. And it has to be earned in a different way. It has to be earned through the mastery of the world. That's what you're here for. That if you don't master it, if you don't understand how human beings work, if you don't understand how to operate correctly, you don't get any of that, and you certainly don't get the success that you're here to have. Where that energy business is not the issue. Where you are not wandering around with a plug, but people with sockets are coming to you. Here, plug in here, please. Well, I don't know. Maybe. See, projectors have an enormous sense of lack of self-worth. Everybody's juicy and running around. It doesn't matter whether they're aware of it or not. They're always trying to tap into it. They never feel like they have what they need. They don't. It's very easy to see that the world is against you. It is so easy when you wander in life looking to plug in how many enemies you collect. How many people you don't like and you resent. Because you never knew who the right people were in the first place. In the first place, because you didn't know how to see them. You didn't know how to recognize who is correct for you and who is not correct for you. And if you want to see a type that is mind-fucked, and I mean mind-fucked at a level that goes so high we don't even want to talk about it, it's projectors. Mind, 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 mind. See, because it's the curse of being a projector. You're given this kind of mind so that you can really probe things and recognize them, but as not self, that mind becomes an absolute horror trip. And then you go to all those places of openness. You know, where the conditioning comes in and the mind jumps on it. And you have these complex projector minds who twist and turn the conditioning. Start making the most insane decisions. I mean, really insane decisions. You know, nothing nutsier than a projector on a mental decision-making trip. Because it, you know, nothing in life works without energy. Doesn't. And projectors of all types, they are not here to be alone. I mean, they're here to guide others. They're here to be able to interact with them, be recognized, recognize what they need. And you can see the mess the planet's in. It's not like they're doing their job because they're lost in the other. I mean, they're lost in the other. It is the irony of being a projector. You can only focus on the other, and the danger is getting lost in the other. And the answer is that the other has to be correct. I mean, correct to a point that nobody needs to be more rigid about who they bring into their life than a projector. Generators in their enveloping aura, it's not personal. They can handle it. Manifestors will blow it off. Reflectors got a Teflon aura, doesn't touch them. You know, projectors pay a deep, deep price for not being aware. See, generators are designed to surrender. And projectors must accept until they know. You know? Until they know. See, every time a projector looks at somebody else, they see an aspect of their own nature. It's always like that. The more beings you look at as a projector, the more often you get to see who you are, how you work. But in the end, it comes down to a very simple thing, as all things do in this knowledge. It comes to your authority. It really does. See, strategy for a projector is like entering into a career. You know? You've got to commit 7 years to being able to develop the skills that you need. And of course, the dilemma for a projector, because the projector is tied to the 7-year cycle, is that you end up with the wrong lovers for 7 years. You end up with the wrong jobs for 7 years. You know, because once you're in, you get into the lock. You know, and you figure, we'll work it out, because after all, the projector's trajectory is that they master something over that 7-year cycle. What they end up mastering is an understanding that they were with the wrong person, and they leave them at the end of the 7 years. What to do, you know? See, we don't know, because we were never taught the rules of interaction, how to meet the other, and how to know which other is correct for us. It's true for all of us. Discernment is one of my favorite words, because it is a key in this life. And if you are somebody who is a projector, who is so open to that focus on one being, that you're going to be so dependent on what that one being provides you, you better be so damn sure that's the right being. And it means that you can never go get them. That you're not here to find them. You're here to recognize them when they show up. I mean, for a projector, for their lives, all relationships must begin with invitation, or those relationships will never be of value. Never. Never. Because the most important thing in a projector's life is their relationships. Not their group relationships, their one-on-one relationships. You know, you may have 10 of those one-on-ones or 4 of those one-on-ones. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. It is about the correctness of that. You cannot afford to be with the wrong people. You can't. You have no way of protecting yourself. None whatsoever. None. It is so easy as a projector to be manipulated by your environment. Easy. See, it takes time. The most beautiful thing about the relationship of the knowledge to projectors is that this knowledge is inherently logical. It goes in very, very deep. Everything about human design is that it is practical. And everything about the process for the projector is to be able to have practical tools to be able to survive in this world of energy types. There's if you go to the very, very inside cover, front page inside cover, this is a graphing of color. And this graphing of color, that is, there is beneath each line 6 colors. And what color represents is that color represents on the personality side your underlying motivation. Every human being has an underlying motivation. We have a thematic motivation that we find underneath our personality, sun and earth. And when you are not operating correctly, you do not operate according to the motivation that is correct for you. And if your motivation is not correct, then you do not have cognition, which means you do not have the intelligence potential to be able to discern the way in which you have, at least you were designed to have, true potential to discern. For projectors, personality color is something that is enormously important. It has the same value for a projector that responding has for a generator, and that's quite something to say. In other words, it is an essential tool for projectors. In the work that we do in the IHDS, that is Rafe Psychology, that the basis of Rafe Psychology is to begin to understand the nature of personality transference. And personality transference is the way in which other people take you away from your true motivation. Now, by the way that works is harmonic. So if your personality color is a 1 and you're not operating correctly, it will function as a 4. If it's a 2, it'll work as a 5. If it's a 3, it'll work as a 6, and so forth. And the reason that I mention this is that it is so important for projectors to grasp. Think about the situation. Here you are, a projector. Somebody comes up to you. You're not emotional. You're just an unemotional projector. Somebody comes up to you. They say to you, you know, that they would really like to take you out to lunch. And in that moment, you have this invitation from them. And in that moment, your authority, let's say you're splenic, you get this intuition, okay, you go for it. And you say yes. Okay, so you go to lunch. And over lunch, things begin to heat up, you know? I mean, it's getting exciting. It looks like this could be an interesting relationship. You're plugged into this person. You entered into it correctly. Everything seems to be okay. And it may be okay. It may be okay for a week. It may be okay for a month. But you have to remember that that other person is not self. I mean, they're not real. Their relationship to you is not real. They don't love themselves. They can't imagine how it would be to love anybody else. They're just hoping you might love them. You know, I mean, it's not like you're dealing with Buddha, you know? It's just another Joe or Jane who doesn't know what's going on. You know, and there you are with, I said okay. You know, I accepted this invitation, right? Okay. Now think about the dilemma for the projector. You can't keep on expecting the invitation from these people every day, on and on and on and on and on, you know? Would you like to have a conversation now? And it goes on and on and on, all these endless invitations. They're not generators. This is very different being. You see, for the projector, that strategy of invitation is not about anything banal or mundane. The glory of the generator is that they have mundane truth. In other words, every single aspect of life can be dealt with honestly, with a yes and no in their response. But if you're a projector, you're only limited to large themes. Which friend? Which lover? Which job? Big things, you know? Where to be? You know, these kinds of things that are major issues in the life. This is what the invitation is all about. Because you see, all the little stuff, that comes from the conditioning of others that you plug into. When you plug into the life force. But there's nothing to say that that person that you agreed in a correct invitation to enter into that life with them isn't to say that 2 weeks later, that it isn't possible for you to find out and notice there's something wrong. Because things change. And because projectors are hooked on that plugging in, if they don't have a tool for recognizing when things are wrong, they stay plugged in until the whole thing becomes a problem, and hopefully for them, eventually there's a way to get out. In rave psychology, I train people to do what's called color transfer analysis. And basically what this is a tool for projectors to understand your motivation, the way in which you are here to be driven, and to understand that well enough so that with your mind, because there's no better mind for analysis than projectors, that you can recognize the moment that anyone is pulling you away from your motivation. And the moment they're pulling you away, you know that whether the invitation was okay 2 weeks ago, it ain't okay anymore. Because projectors need to have their door. They have a right to a door. They have a right to be able to unplug. They have a right to get out. You know, this is one of the dilemmas of bitterness. The bitterness doesn't come from the beginning. The bitterness comes from the middle. You know, the middle of the process where it sets in that it wasn't right. And traditionally, the not-self projector only finds out that the decision was wrong when it goes bad, you know? When it's all too late, when they've already suffered, when they've gone through years of trying to make it better and figure out how to make it work and all that stuff that they go through. And you see, I would never introduce this level of the knowledge, because it's quite something to understand this level of the knowledge, to anybody else but projectors in that sense, because they have to have it. And it is an indication of what their trajectory is in the process, that is to master that in order for them to function correctly, they have to master at a deeper level than anyone else. It's not enough for a projector to understand the surface of human design. It isn't. It never will be. I mean, you can give a manifester and a generator a 2-sentence reading and send them on their way. And everything's okay. You know, in a projector, it takes 7 years. 7 years. You have to be there. You have to truly understand how it works. And you see, it's at that point that you can see the power. Because as I said, I don't want to just sit on the negatives this week. I mean, you know, there's something very, very beautiful about this capacity to master and focus. Human beings are blind. The vast majority of this planet are sheep. They don't know where to go, what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. They don't know any of these things. They are lost in the Maya. And yet it is the magic of any projector that is correct to be able to attract to them, attract, remember the word is attract, to attract to them those that will recognize they are a force that can change their lives. And they can. How beautiful it is to have those beings here on this plane that can tell you which way to go. You know? There are so many lost souls out here. And you see, this is the special relationship that exists between the projector and the generator as an ideal. See, the generator, with all its incredible power, it needs to respond. It is only going to live out the beauty of its power if it has something correct to respond to. As a manifester, I find it very difficult to ask generators or anybody else anything. It's not really my trip. You know, manifestors are not that kind. You know, we're not very good at that. At least we can inform once in a while, you know. But I mean, projectors are designed to see the need and potential of every generator. They're here to be of service to the generator. I mean, that's what they're here for. They're the ones that are here to ask the question. They're the ones that are here to make the invitation. You know, they're the ones who get the generator to respond. And of course, they want something in return. Quid pro quo. It's the way it goes. You know, this is the potential honesty. Because, of course, after all, that relationship is a relationship that can only operate through respect. It's one of the things that I've tried to teach projectors. Learn to ask questions. It's Socratic, you know? It's so beautiful intellectually if you grasp it. There is nothing more profound than a good question. I mean, I love good questions. When you think about the generator session, you know, generators asking each other questions, how profound that is, how powerful that is, how amazing that is. And yet most generators are very insecure about what questions to ask somebody. You know, it's like it's not... I remember, Marianne, you made this list of all, you know, examples of the kinds of questions you can ask. But you see, projectors are natural because they're actually designed not to ask you questions that don't matter. They're here to recognize you. And they recognize you in a way that nobody else can. It's why we are so uncomfortable with the not-self-projector. Because that not-self-projector... We lost the light. Okay. The not self projector, you know, it just goes right in there, burrows in. It can be so uncomfortable. And when they're not correct, it's very uncomfortable. But when they are, when you need them, they're the ones that go inside you. They're the ones that go right to your identity. You know, they put their little auric fist right around your monopole, you know? And I just hold on like this and say, I gotcha, I gotcha, I gotcha, and I know who you are, you know? And they go through this process where in that whole auric movement are all these little investigative things going on. They're sucking up all the data. They're taking it all in. And you see if they're right, if they're correct. The question that they can then ask is a question that's worthy for the generator to respond to one way or another. It's not about, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It is, you know, it's not that the projector will always ask the right question in terms of the answers always yes. Sometimes the right question brings no, so it should, you know. It is simply about knowing what question to ask. See, if you're a projector and you want to have a great experiment with people and really have a trip with them, whenever they talk to you, only ask them a question in return. No, it's quite an experiment, eh? It takes incredible discipline. And you really have to be sharp. But it's wonderful. And you'll notice right away which people are annoyed. And the ones that are annoyed, you scratch them out of your little book. Okay? You know? Because they don't want you to be a projector. They just want your attention. Nothing else. See, projectors are humanity's teddy bears. Not Randy. They are. You know, it's the, I have somebody who pays attention to me. You know? I mean, if you're bored or lonely, invite a projector to lunch. You'll feel like a king or queen for the day. They're going to give you all that attention. They're going to focus on you. It's going to feel terrific. You're going to feel wonderful. It's why projectors are used and abused. If you're a projector and you try to get a divorce, haha, good luck. Hey, what a battle that's going to be. You see, even if your partner hates your guts, I mean, even if they despise the very ground you walk on, the hardest thing in the world for them to do is give up that attention. It's hard to do. You see, we have mutual addictions in the not-self. You know, the projector that is addicted to plugging in with the person who's addicted to having the attention. And the one who's addicted to having the attention wants the attention because it makes them feel like somebody likes them, loves them, thinks they're worthy, thinks they're important. Even if it's not true, they hold on to it. So projectors get lost in that whole movie. They lose both ways. It's a lose-lose situation for them. It's all about the knowledge. It's very, very detailed. You know, a projector has to go very deep. They have to go deeper than anybody else. They have to learn things that really don't even matter to other people. They need to understand it all. It's what gives them their power. You see, they get their energy from knowledge. You know? It's different. You know? They don't thrive on the natural source of energy. It's their knowledge that gives them access to the right energy. Or not. And so when you enter into the projector process, you enter into a real journey. I say over and over again, my dilemma with having to introduce this knowledge to adults. Because I empathize deeply with projectors. I do. You know, it's not the instant gratification of a generator. It isn't. It's different. You know, it takes a different approach, a long-term approach, a different view. But it takes a real dedication to the knowledge. It's not so easy in that sense for projectors to have the moment-by-moment gratification. And success for them is as they gain awareness concept by concept by concept. It's this grasping of how things work that give the projector its power. And each time they grasp how something works, it gets integrated deeper and deeper into this very, very analytical system. They're masters of looking at the world. And they're all wearing these masks so they cannot see. And it comes back, as always, to understanding something. Strategy is a secondary thing for the projector. But authority is always there for them. And to learn to trust that authority. Because in the beginning, it's the only thing that protects them from the wrong other. You know, when you begin your process in human design as a projector, you have people in your life. You know, it's normal. And of course, those people in your life, they're a problem for you. They are. They hold you to all that conditioning. They expect you to be the way they expect you to be, the way you have been. They don't want you probing them. They just want your attention and nothing else, and they normally want your attention on their terms, and if you don't give it to them, they take their energy away. And they say, the hell with you. So you become enslaved to them and bitter about it on top of it. It can be so sad, that kind of life. You know, so it takes a very, very deep commitment. You bury yourself in the knowledge. You know, these are the only students of mine that are allowed to get so absorbed in the knowledge that they don't live the truth. Because that'll come. It'll come. But they have to get very, very, very absorbed in the knowledge, because that logical truth settles in layer by layer by layer by layer until it's time. It emerges. It does. But it's the mastery that matters. And the questions. And the questions. To know how to ask a question, this is the great goal of a projector. Here is where their real power is. Okay, let's have a break.